Actress Lily Taylor often is referred to as the Queen of the Independents, though many may remember her from her first big screen role as JoJo in Mystic Pizza. Taylor has made a career out of working in independent movies such as I Shot Andy Warhol and more recently John Sayles' Casa de los Babies. Taylor also has a recurring role on HBO's 6 Feet Under. In this week's Intersections, the morning edition series exploring artists and their inspirations, Taylor talked with NPR's Lynn Neary about her lifelong interest in psychology and the way it has influenced her acting.
Lily Taylor says she can't remember a time when she didn't want to act. But if she weren't an actress, Taylor says she would most likely be a psychologist. Taylor's interest in psychology grew out of her own family's experience with mental illness. Her father was diagnosed as manic depressive.
That's a tough illness, manic depression. And so it meant a roller coaster ride for the family. So we all put our seatbelts on and we buckled up.
By the time she was 11, Taylor was reading her older brother's psychology books. In high school, Taylor herself was diagnosed as bipolar. But the therapist she consulted didn't medicate her because she suspected Taylor's symptoms might go away once she found an outlet for her creative energies. And that, says Taylor, is exactly what happened. She moved to New York, where she found the world of theater and film and never looked back. One of her breakthrough parts came in the role of the emotionally disturbed Valerie Solanas in I Shot Andy Warhol.
Do you know what part of his body you shot in?
Well, according to the papers, it was a chest wound. And that naturally, I was sort of like to the side. And I thought that I was shooting from like here.
What did you need the ice pick for?
Well, I actually had been carrying that on me for several days, and I didn't intend to use that.
But even as her acting career flourished, Taylor's fascination with psychology never diminished. She continued seeing a therapist.
Yeah, I kind of look at it sometimes as either an expensive conversation or, to tell you the truth, I use my therapist a lot with my characters.
Taylor says she and her therapist often analyze a character together. She's particularly influenced by the work of Carl Jung. A founding father of modern psychology, Jung is famous for the concept of the collective unconscious and the existence of archetypal patterns that help shape personality. Taylor says she sometimes finds it helpful to think in terms of Jungian archetypes when she begins working on a part.
It's another way of helping getting in there, you know, because then I have a whole wealth of literature to turn to if I have come up with the trickster or the villain or the great mother or the nag or whatever. Then I have a whole thing to look at, a whole section of the bookshelf to look at.
Taylor thinks of the character of Lisa on 6 Feet Under as an archetype, the female nag.
What detergent did you use?
I don't know, whatever was there.
It smells like Tide.
Well, so I guess I use the Tide.
You have to use the Dreft. Maya gets a rash from anything else.
But those aren't Maya's clothes, they're ours.
Yeah, but I hold Maya all day long.
So why do we even have Tide? Sorry I wasn't following you around taking notes.
Nate, don't get mad. I just thought you knew to use the Dreft.
But just identifying the archetype isn't enough, says Taylor. After that, you have to figure out why a character like Lisa has become a nag. Taylor uses psychology to get closer to the emotional truth underlying her character's actions.
She does not understand how she's impacting him. She doesn't understand how afraid she is and how she's living out that fear, and that by doing what she's doing is not going to give her the result that she's hoping to get. Really, a lot of it just boils down to that fear.
Some characters, says Taylor, are especially challenging. She just completed a critically acclaimed run as Lemon in the New Group Theater's production of Wallace Shawn's play Aunt Dan and Lemon. Lemon, a strange young woman, lives alone in a one-room apartment.
The simple truth about my life is that I spend an awful lot of time in this room just doing nothing. Or looking at the wall. I can't stand the noise of television, or even the radio. I don't have visitors, I don't do crossword puzzles, I don't follow sporting events, and I don't follow the news.
Lemon admires Nazis and doesn't believe in the existence of compassion. She espouses her often loathsome ideas with a kind of chipper innocence. Lemon, says Taylor, has some real psychiatric problems.
I would say she's got an eating disorder. She is a hypochondriac. She is a chronic liar, a xenophobe, and probably borderline.
How did you figure that out?
the diagnostic, the DSM.
You actually went to the diagnostic manual?
Yeah, with some characters you have to. I mean, gosh, when I started, I was like, who medical help.
Taylor says she doesn't use the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders for every role, but with some characters, it does come in handy. Other characters, though, are not so complex. JoJo in Mystic Pizza, for example. Her biggest problem is deciding whether or not to get married.
I mean, if you think about it, Bill and I are so different. Everything he wants, I don't. The marriage, the kids, all that stuff. I mean, I really want that stuff. Real bad. I just don't want it now. He doesn't understand. If he really loved me, he'd wait.
But even the simplest character, says Taylor, has a complex emotional life, a psychological mystery that's fascinating to explore.
And you know what? It's also finding how to approach. Like, I don't want to go too deep if that character isn't that deep. You know, it's finding kind of being right-sized about it and not imposing something that doesn't belong. So whereas JoJo for Mystic Pizza was quite simple in a way, but yet she still had wants and desires. And that's the thing, is finding what the wants and the desires are also, and finding then also where those wants and desires are thwarted.
Lily Taylor has a new film coming out in May called Slipping Away. She says her character in that film is a bit of a borderline personality. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Some clips of Lily Taylor's movie work are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Edwards.